Hey guys, this is my first podcast, my debut podcast. I don't know what to call it, so I need help with names, so suggestions are welcome. Believe it or not, I'm very nervous and excited both at the same time because I have so many ideas and so many insights that I want to share, but I am such an introvert. Like, believe it or not, I know I'm a real estate agent. I know I do home decor and I meet with clients all the time, but I am very much introverted. I keep to myself. I have very few close friends. I'm not your people person. I'm the person that would go to a party and of course I'm going to mingle, but before I do, I'm going to observe. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to look. I'm going to stare. I'll probably stare at you. I may compliment you, but I'll probably be staring as well. That's me. I'm not the party starter by no means. So this is a leap. This that I'm doing is a leap right here. But I'm excited because I feel like I've wanted to do this for such a long time. And this is go time. It's now or never. I'm taking that leap of faith. I've been doing that for the last 18 months and it's been working out wonderfully. So I'm pretty excited about this. The topic for today is discounts. And I know that's pretty vague, but I'm gonna kind of hone in on what I'm trying to get to the point of. So you guys know I'm in business for myself. I'm a real estate agent, and that's really self-employed. You're responsible for nurturing your business, for getting your clients, for closing deals and transactions, and that sort of thing. And then also I do home decor. I style clients' homes from conception to the final install. I'm there with you every step of the way. And I'm pretty reasonably priced compared to some people in the industry in this area. I mean, I've had a very well-known interior designer come to my house and quote me an astronomical amount just for a room in the basement. And I was shocked. But, you know, those are her prices. I get it. She's phenomenal at what she does. And that's the price that she wants to charge. I got it. And I wouldn't dare ask her for a discount. Here's why. When you ask someone to give you a discount, or when you ask for a reduction or imply that you need a reduction, you're putting into the universe that you are ready to accept inferiority. You're ready to accept a subpar product or service. Let me tell you why. You walk into a store. It could be your favorite clothing store. Or for me, let's say I walk into a Home Goods and see a nice decor piece that I want to purchase. And you look at the price tag and it's red marked. It either has that red price tag on it that's on clearance or has a red line through it that's marking down the price. And you discover why. It's defective. There's something wrong with it. It might be broken, chipped, it might have a missing part, whatever the case may be. It's discounted because they're asking you to accept this discount because we're giving you an inferior product. So think about that. The next time you decide that you want to ask your bestie or your good girlfriend that you know has her own business for a discount, think about what you're getting in return, or think about what you're putting out into the universe that you're willing to accept. You're basically discounting her business by telling her, I don't think you're worthy enough for me to pay full price for your service. And then you're also putting into the universe that, okay, I'm asking for this and I want an inferior product. I don't want you to give me your best. I don't want you to deliver me your 100%. I want you to deliver me what I paid for. And what you pay for is what you get. So you need to learn how to manage those expectations. So people always say you pay for quality, and you do. Quality costs more money. And that is the bottom line. So I just want that to resonate in your souls this afternoon that, you know, you need to kind of reevaluate how you look at discounts and asking for those discounts. It's really important that you understand that people put their blood, sweat, and tears into their businesses. So mm-hmm. when their family or friends or even strangers ask for discounts, it's almost offensive. It is offensive. Not almost. Let's keep it real. We're keeping it real on this podcast. It's offensive mm-hmm. because we've done the work. We know what we are to charge to make our bottom line. And some people are excessive. I give you that. But they are not your people. Find somebody that will provide you with that product or service that you want with the quality that you desire that is within your budget. And then if that person is out of your budget, you need to reevaluate and set aside a way to plan to pay for that budget or that product or service. You need to plan for it. I do that all the time. If I want something expensive and I know it's a little out of my price range right now, I'm going to work my way up to being able to afford it. I'm not saying I'm going to put myself in debt. I'm not telling you to put yourself in debt, but I'm telling you to reevaluate and plan for it. So that's my little gem that I just wanted to drop on you guys today, is just talk about this little subject of discounts. We need to be mindful of what we're putting out into the universe. I'm all about positive thinking, affirmations, and manifestations. You ask for that discount, you are inviting inferiority into your life. You're telling the universe, essentially, I want an inferior product, an inferior service, an inferior experience. So please be mindful about that the next time you decide you want to ask for that discount. Thank y'all for listening. I promise I have more good stuff. Please stay tuned. Bye.